The sugar bomb. Can you get through a day without having any sweet treats? Come on, be honest. Did you have a yummy croissant with your latte this morning? Or did you down a bowl of tasty cereal? If you did, you are probably on a sugar high now. Don't be afraid. It doesn't mean that you are addicted, but be careful of your sugar intake. A sweet treat is good for your mood, but having too much sugar is not good for your body. It is not that sugar itself is bad for you. When all's said and done, that's what you get from eating fruit. The issue is the source of sweetness and the amount of sugar you consume each day. A study published in JAMA Internal Medicine showed that people who took in 25% or more of their daily calories from added sugar were twice as likely to die from heart disease compared to those who consume less than 10%, the recommended amount by the World Health Organization, WHO. It seems unbelievable that some people can get nearly a quarter of their total daily energy intake from sugar, but it can be surprisingly easy. A chocolate muffin for breakfast, a fizzy drink to go with your lunch, some cookies at tea time can do it. Sugar is everywhere. You may already know that our body stores excess sugar as fat, and that sugar causes obesity, heart problems, and diabetes. Here are two more disturbing facts about sugar. Eating too much of the stuff does not satisfy your appetite, and consuming too much can become addictive. After reading all of the above, right now you may be thinking about cutting down on sugar. Sadly, it is not just a case of cutting out sweet treats where you know sugar is lurking. Hidden sugar is just as big a threat as the sugar we know is there. And this hidden bomb is ticking away, and we can't always hear it. Back in 1967, a team of food technologists in Japan brought about a revolution in corn syrup development. High fructose corn syrup, HFCS, is a genetically modified sugar. It is a nasty, thick, brown liquid that is almost twice as sweet as natural sugar. This new, all-singing, all-dancing source of sweetness was not only cheaper to produce, but it was also stronger, so manufacturers could use less to achieve a high level of sweetness in their product. The food industry clapped its hands in delight. It began to find its way into foodstuffs that had, up until now, contained little or no sugar. Soft drink companies use HFCS by the vat load. Cereal and yogurt companies largely phased out the use of unnatural sugar in favour of HFCS. Now their products don't contain any sugar, so they have no need to write the word on the label. A new trend emerged in 2000. Fat was named and shamed as a killer, so it was reduced in food products. Fat-free this and low-fat that began to appear on supermarket shelves. But what the labels didn't tell consumers was that the HFCS level had been increased so that the product maintained its taste. America is by far the largest exporter of HFCS in the world. They make it, the rest of us consume it without having a clue what it is, thinking we're buying sugar-free products. But HFCS is still loaded with useless calories. So foods or drinks with HFCS are like high-fat meals. What's worse, this artificial sweetener tricks the brain into thinking you're still not full, even if you've already eaten a lot, making you hungrier than you really are. If you eat willy-nilly without checking food labels, it's very likely that you'll take in many calories without realising it. What does it mean? A bigger waistline. The news is not all doom and gloom. With a little willpower, you can train yourself to stop craving sugar. Try cutting out one sweet food from your diet each week. For example, pass on dessert after dinner. And when you manage to curb your sweet tooth, the benefits will kick in straight away. Simply put, you will be healthier both now and in the future. You should be pleased with yourself, cutting out the usual suspects like fizzy drinks, candies and chocolates. But you also have to make sure that you are not inadvertently fueling your stock of body fat by taking in stealth sugars. Read labels and acquaint yourself with nutrition facts. Jot down sugar contents. Work out your daily sugar intake and check this against recommended intake. Check so-called healthy food for its true sugar content. Do you know that 1 ounce of sweetened dried mango can contain about 20 grams of sugar compared to 5 grams in the same amount of fresh mango? There, that's a surprise. Sugar lurks in food under many different names, and the only way to sort it out is to learn what it is and then avoid it at all costs. To stay free of unsightly and unhealthy body fat, heart disease, tooth decay and diabetes, your intake of sugar must be controlled. And the time to start is now. If you have an expensive car, you would not dream of filling the tank with inferior fuel. This is a good analogy. Remember it if you never read food labels. You should be careful of what you put in your Ferrari or Lamborghini. Be strict with yourself and make sure that sugar isn't getting in through the back door. You are worth it. The song from Mary Poppins might say that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, but the medicine will be more beneficial if the sugar is thrown in the rubbish bin first.